I'm a necromancer. A source of a major incursion by the Fae into our world. But I still have to go to work. How funny is that? We can wield the powers of the universe, but we still need to put food on the table. It's a wonder more people don't go full supervillain. Or maybe, given the number of veterans of the war, there are. We just haven't forgotten the carnage. And we know if we go full villain, there are any number of people who can take us down. Or maybe the rumors of a secret police force that removes such threats is real. I'm not sure. What I do know is that my grocer is a wielder of elemental water, and my mailman talks to birds, hawks, and they listen and talk back at me. Magic is becoming more and more prevalent, not less. I suppose it's bound to happen that some criminal will start talking about how they are going to take a piece of the world for themselves. But not for a generation or two. The war still looms heavy in all of our minds. The sacrifices we made, the death, the destruction, cities razed to the ground. For now, we are safe from the kind of depredations a criminal would visit upon it, us, the citizens. I do wonder how the Fae will react to the world at large. It has been centuries since the courts dared walk among mortal humans. I don't want to fool you. They are not immortal, just very long-lived. But regardless, it is bound to be a culture shock. I know that soon I will need to contact Ilthorn, the president, and inform him of the pending diplomatic incident brewing in the nation. Why do I refer to him as Ilthorn? I'm one of the first media personalities to turn against the United States government. I could have been press secretary had I wanted it. That would have taken me too close to the halls of power, too far away from my family. I would prefer to postpone that discussion with him as long as it's possible. The Fae courts are no place for uncertain rulers. With the assassination attempt, they may perceive his position to be weak. Then again, they may see that a person worth assassination may well be someone to be feared. Who can tell? I've asked Deidre. She just shrugs and laughs. As always, clear as mud.